Thank you for listening to the weekly messages of New Providence Primitive Baptist Church. To subscribe to our podcast, hear other messages, or learn more about us, please visit nppbc.com.
Before we get started, I just want to look at that song we just sung. At that one, I could have took off running. I was so excited. Was that 2:21 where he said that my sins were purged? Amen. My sin purged from every spot and stain.
Yep.
Heaven with him I enter in. Boy, that's good news.
Amen.
Well, I read that. When we sang that, I was just like, whoa. Amen. I was excited. Amen.
Thank you.
Because
Lord,
I know in whom I believed. Amen. And
I
didn't deserve none of that. Nobody that's ever been saved ever could brag that they deserved it or earned it. It's all by grace. And I tell you what, that just absolutely just gets me beside myself. Amen. And I think that's what's wrong, you know, with the condition of the world today. They think everything for granted, you know. And I just don't understand that, you know. Kids and people you work with and, you know, we got all of us, we are not exposed to the world. We got small circles of influence. Yeah. And ain't it a shame, like Brother Tommy is talking about, how few there are tonight when the Lord's house is open, when people can come to God's house, to the God that created everything and get some help. Amen. And I just don't understand that, man. It's just all I could do to get here tonight. You know, I mean, I was trying everything, and it was like this is all I wanted.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
What is that for people?
Yeah. I know. That's true. We are not of this world, and I want to remind you that tonight.
That's right.
That we are just like Abraham. Yep. Abraham had no permanent dwelling place. He passed through as a pilgrim and a stranger.
Yeah.
And you know, some people just try to do that to themselves to make themselves feel holy. But I'm that way because I just don't fit.
Yeah.
Amen. I don't fit nowhere. But I know where I have belonged. Amen. I know where I've been accepted. Amen. I've been accepted in the beloved. Amen. And there ain't no greater place
to
be.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Go to Luke 16. If you have your Bible, and open it up. We're going to look at this scripture here for just a minute. And I think we're going to bring something out maybe you hadn't thought about or maybe you've overlooked. And I want to remind you of the urgency of the condition of those around you. Amen.
Yep. So thank you, Lord.
Open up your Bible and let's read. In Luke 16, verse 19, the Bible said, "There was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate full of sores and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. And the rich man also died and was buried. And in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus, and he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus, evil things. But now he's comforted, thou art tormented. Beside all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. Then he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house. For I have five brethren, and he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. Abraham saith unto him, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. He said, nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. He said unto them, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. Let's pray. God, we ask for your blessing, your anointing upon your word, God, upon every heart. God, to get this truth and this word, Father, and Lord God, for it to measure out, God, our motivation and things that we meditate, concentrate, and give our time to. God, have mercy upon us, I pray, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
So, the scripture that I want to look at tonight, to me, seemed odd, because it's the 26th chapter, and it said, beside all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed. I want you to think about that great gulf. Now, during this time, Jesus had not died.
Right.
He had not been to the cross.
Right.
And all those that had died up until that time in Christ, before Christ ever was fixed in a place called paradise. And that was Abraham's bosom. Now let's take note of a few things. First of all, this was Abraham that spoke to the rich man. Even though we have Jesus narrated, right? Amen. Yet we know the scripture's all given by inspiration of the Holy Spirit. So you can't say this or that. It's all God's word. Amen. But yet Jesus made note that Abraham knew. Amen. You catch that? That Abraham knew to speak to this man saying, I cannot come to where you're at. Neither can you come to where I am. Thing I want you to think about tonight is there is a great gulf that is still fixed between those that are in Christ and those that are not.
Amen.
I want you to meditate on that. I want you to get so engrossed, involved in thought and your attention that you are reminded, just like that boy Paul talked about, well, that was inspired. Amen. That whole conversation that he talked about, that prayer about that boy saying, I know I need something. Tell you what his problem is. There's a great gulf fixed, and he can't get there unless Jesus helps him.
That's right.
There is a great gulf fixed between the lost and the saved. Amen. So for the saved to go about thinking that everything's just hunky-dory the way it is a gross error.
That's
on your part.
Amen.
You ought to remember what God did for you.
Amen.
You need to be reminded daily of what price was paid for you to be where you're at.
Amen.
Abraham didn't take his lightly, and neither should you.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
And it's even greater today, because this place that Abraham was just called Hades, just death. But where the other man was called Gehenna, which was hellfire. It was a place of torment. And it was awful. And it's still awful today.
It's still awful.
Amen. It's terrible.
Torment.
And there's no way out but by Jesus. That's why we ought not take what Christ has done for us and take what the church represents and take what the cross lightly. It ought to mean something. It ought to be the most important thing to you and I today.
Right.
It ought to change us in what we do and how we act. It ought to be revelant to us how good God is.
Amen. Yeah. Help me, God.
So as we remind ourselves tonight and we think about these things, the Bible says in Ephesians that God did this great work for us, and over in the fourth chapter of Ephesians, I think I got it right here quickly. Ephesians 4 and 7, the Bible says that Christ, he descended into death. Amen?
Yeah.
Let's look at what Christ did on that day. It had never been done before, and it will never be done again.
Amen. Nobody can do it.
In Ephesians 4, it says, in verse 7, but unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. See, when we were born again, we were given a great gift, I mean, it ought. He said it ought to be like the great pearl of without price, a great treasure. It ought to be the most important thing in our life is that you've been born again, that you're saved, and it ought to reflect in the way that you conduct yourself day in and day out.
That's right. That's right. Help me.
Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. And again, who did he lead captive? Well, I think it's Matthew Henry. You look at his commentary on that. And he said that it was like a victorious king that had gone to battle and had taken the spoil and had taken the reward and was leading his people like a victorious master king warrior under the victory, giving praise and glory and honoring God.
Amen.
But yet, it's more than that. It's more than just what he, how he came out up out of the grave triumphantly. Because what he did was he led you out of the grave triumphantly.
Amen.
You see, it's not just out of 2 Corinthians 15 or wherever it is. I'm not sure. He said, blotting out the handwriting of ordinance that is against us, but in that he triumphant over our enemy, that's in Colossians, over our enemy triumphantly, that he spoiled the works of Satan. And he made a show of them openly.
Yeah.
Amen. And he did that for you. We seem to forget, even though we're tied up in this sinful world and things break and don't go right, yet God said that we are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus, that we are victorious over our sins and the things that hinder us, that we have become victors over these things.
Amen.
Amen. In other words, things that we put most of our stock into, things that we think are most important, don't mean nothing at all. As a matter of fact, when I start losing, I find out that I'm still a winner. That I'm not losing anything, but bless God, I'm a winner because of what Christ has done for me. Because the Lord reminds me of what's most important, and that's that I'm saved.
Yeah.
Amen. Right.
That's good news. I don't care what you say. Amen.
Amen.
So who did he lead out of captivity? Well, he did. He led the old patriarchs out. Amen?
Yeah.
They said in Corinthians 15 that they seen them, 500, marching around. And that then, you know, it doesn't say they ascended on high. But guess what? They didn't go back where they came from.
That's
amen?
Right.
They were lifted up out of the grave.
Yeah.
That's the same thing the Lord's done for anybody that's ever been born again. Amen? Because it says in the book of Hebrews that all their lives they feared death. Well, those that are in Christ Jesus need not fear death anymore because I've already died and I'm alive forevermore because I believe in Jesus. And no other reason. It's not because I earned it or because I deserved it. It's because He's so good.
Amen. Yeah.
Said, so wherefore he said, when he sent up high, he led captivity captive. And he gave gifts unto men. And when we look at Ephesians, it gets specific what he did. Now, some of you could balk and say, well, there's no more apostles. Fine, I ain't going to argue with you about that. Amen. But there was.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Apostle Paul, you can look at all the seven or the 12 followers of Jesus Christ, all apostles. Amen.
Yeah.
There you go. Amen. There's you an apostle. We don't have to argue about that or split hairs about that. Amen. But he gave gifts unto men. What gift do you have? Let me tell you something tonight. God doesn't save spectators. God didn't save you just to sit back and say, well, so good being saved. I'm just going to do what I want to now. No, sir.
Right.
He saved you to get out there in the field and spend time with the lost. I like what Coda's doing. Amen.
Yeah.
That's
Amen.
What you ought to be doing. That's what I ought to be doing. Amen.
Amen.
You ought to be having church wherever you're at. You ought to be thinking about how can I get these people to the Lord? How can I see
It'll
these people saved? This is my commission. Amen. You got to remember that there's a great commission. Amen. It's not a great, suggestion.
Right.
It's a commission. It came from the high commander.
Amen.
And he said, go ye out into the whole world.
Yeah.
Teaching all things that I've commanded you to do.
Amen.
Showing them. Teaching them. Amen. Helping them that know that, guess what? There's a Savior that died for you. And you can give your testimony. He saved me. I was this, I was that. I was a drunk. I did this. I got in all this trouble. You know, whatever it was. Or maybe you just 8-year-old, 9-year-old, however old Tommy was, and you sit back there and the Holy Ghost got a hold of you, amen. And you absolutely knew you was going to die, amen, unless Jesus did something, amen. A shame on somebody that ain't got a testimony and yet they call themselves a Christian, amen. I mean, you ought to just call them out, amen. You ought to just say, hey, well, when'd you get saved, amen? Just find out, because I'm going to tell you what, you keep playing with this thing, ain't going to die and go to hell. Because of the great gulf.
Amen.
You got to understand, this thing's real. You Amen. Need to have these things revived up inside your mind day in day. You got to wake up in the morning and say, yeah. Lord, put me between this person and hell. Put me between them that I can tell them that you love them. You gave your best. You became a man. You died on the cross for their sin. Yeah. Do whatever you need, Lord. Let's see them saved. You see, I think the problem now is, everybody thinks that we're just going to keep... Hey, let me tell you what. America ain't going to make it long. You know why? Because there's a repeat of history. Yep. Just look back at every empire that's ever been. Do you think when the children of Israel were led away, when Ezekiel was led away, when Jeremiah was brought to Egypt, when all the old saints of God, when they were in Israel and the temple was so beautiful and all the things were going sort of kind of like it was supposed to, but it wasn't. It was a lie because their hearts, you know what he's saying, Isaiah? Your lips speak swelling words, but your heart is far from me. You want to know whose heart's far from the Lord? Them that don't even come to church no more. Them that fear dying over walking with God. Those who have put more emphasis on this life than the one to come. Those who spend their time meditating on what am I going to get instead of, Lord, help me to help them. Right. Instead of them that, you see, the priest all got content with just taking. Look at the high priest during the time of Samuel. That guy was an absolute liar. His kids were absolute disasters. And what a horrible death that he died. They took the temple away they took the ark away from the temple of God. And there he was. And he died that horrible death. Prophesied, it's going to be bad. Amen. Now Samuel come out of there. He said, you tell me everything the Lord said. Yeah. He said, it's going to be bad for you. Yeah. You know what he should have done right then? He should have realized there was a great gulf fixed. Yeah, he should have turned right then and said, I don't care about you boys. I've told you to do right. You get it right or get out. But daddy's getting it right. He didn't do it. He just let it go. Amen. Look at Saul. He just kept on going about his merry way. And the Lord ripped the whole kingdom from him. Put somebody in there who was David perfect by no means. But let me tell you what was right about David. He knew he needed God. He knew there wasn't nobody but his God. He put all of his strength and his power and everything that he had in his God. And nothing else would do for him. It didn't matter if he was out in the wilderness for 10 years and been promised a kingdom. It didn't matter if everybody disliked him and they all turned from him. He knew it was God or nothing.
That's right. Amen.
And you know, I don't know about you, but this world really ain't got a lot to offer to appease you for long.
Yeah.
I mean, really.
Right.
How long does it last when you do get something? Huh? It's just there for a moment and it's gone.
Yep.
People, homes, things that you really treasure. The most important thing, the Bible says that we have treasure in clay vessels. We are the treasure. Christ died for the soul, but he didn't die for a kingdom of this world that'll never be. Amen. When the one it'll be is with him. The tabernacle of God standeth true. It is with men. And bless God, where it ought to be with you is with men.
Amen.
Instead of saying, well, I don't like that person or don't like that these people, man, them's the ones Christ died for.
That's right.
That's amen. Right. I thought I was going to preach on this tonight, thinking about who did Jesus spend his time with. Uh-huh. Right? Yeah. What they say about Jesus? Well, he hangs out with them wine bibbers. Look at them. They don't dress right. They don't even do church right. Amen. That's what they accused him of. Amen. They didn't like nothing about who he didn't wash his hands. He didn't keep this. And yet he was perfect and had no sin. Amen. And they couldn't even see that.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
More likely they can't see that in you either. But that doesn't get you off the hook and say, well, you know, because for you to say, well, I'm just a sinner saved by grace is a great error on your part to God. Think about it. I know you're a sinner saved by grace. We're all sinners. And if we're saved, it's by grace through faith or you ain't saved. Amen. But yet the Bible says God led captivity captive and gave gifts unto man. What is that? He gave most of us a mouth. He gave most of us time. He gave most of us a circle of influence of people. He gave most of us a place to pray. He gave most of us a church. He gave most of us the blessings of time and effort that we could put into the Lord and put into prayer and put into loving those around us, that we might lift up Jesus, that we might see Him saved.
Amen.
You know, it doesn't matter how hard and how long you pray. It just matters that you do.
Help us. Lord, help us.
I challenged somebody the other day to pray every day. Because
yeah.
They didn't pray. And they say they're right with God. And I challenged them. I said, I want you to get on your face before God.
Yeah. Right.
And I want you to open your mouth and speak out loud. Well, I don't pray out loud. I said, well, you need to.
Yeah.
It's not a cuss. I don't care. You need to pray. Amen. You need to do this. Well, I might be. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Expose yourself.
That's right.
Amen.
People here.
Ask for big boasting things for God. We ain't dealing with some Wizard of Oz man veiled behind a fake screen of power. We're dealing with God who can do all things.
Amen.
Amen. God who has no limits. We're dealing with God that can open up seas, make men walk on water. He can raise the dead, open the eyes of the blind.
Amen. Amen.
Do we need to be reminded that God is not limited to your mere imagination?
Amen.
But He can do all things.
Amen. Help us, Lord.
And yet we say, well, that'll never be saved. No hope for this one or that one. And you know, those thoughts go through our mind.
They do.
And we'll sit there and we'll start praying for so-and-so, and then we'll think, well, I pray for this instead. I don't care what you got to do, but you need to get this thing right. You know, we need to get down in the trenches. We need to go to war.
Amen. Yep.
This is your life.
That's it.
It's here and it's short. And we're all going to stand before the white judgment seat of God and give an account of our life. Now, I understand yours is probably going to be better than mine. But I don't care. Let me tell you this right. I hope yours is better than mine. Amen. I preach from the rooftops. Get it right with God. Do all you can for God. Be a victim for God. Be whatever God wants you to be. But do it for Jesus.
Yeah.
With all your strength.
Right.
I mean, what's it really mean to abandon this world and with all your strength, all your mind, all your spirit really go after God?
Amen.
What would it really look like if all of us did?
That's
what
right.
If two of us did?
It'd change.
Huh? What if three of us got on the bandwagon and says, yeah, I'm with you. I'm with
Amen.
You. I'm with you, my brother. I'm with you, my sister.
Help
let's
us.
Let's get in. Let's
Amen.
Do whatever it takes.
Me,
let's wait and let's hear from God. Let's seek His face.
Yeah.
Let's understand that the Great Commission has not changed, that the Word of God is still gone out, and the Word of God is what men and women need to be saved. He said, wherefore He saith, when He ascended up on high, He led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now He that ascended, What is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? Let me tell you something. Something you need to realize. We all want this flashy Christianity. We all want this, well, God's blessing me because I'm doing so good. God's taking care of all my need. Hey, let me tell you what. The first century Christians didn't have nothing to boast on. Most of them gave everything. Hey, you look in the book of Acts. They sold everything they had. They lived like, hey, whatever God wants me to have, that's what I'm going to have. So much more that the devil got in the mix and took Janus and Sapphira, and they tried to turn a trick of lies on the Holy Ghost, and you can't lie to the Holy Ghost, and look what it cost them. It cost them everything.
That's right.
God. All they had to do, they didn't have to lie. Amen?
That's right.
All they had to do was say, yeah, we got, I'll just make it up. $50,000 for this, we giving 20. We keeping the rest. Amen. God would have said, hallelujah! Yeah. Way to go! Yeah. Amen. Everybody's been happy and they'd have got, but what did they want? You see, they was trying to build their own kingdom.
That's right.
Whose kingdom are you trying to build? You see, I'd rather just be a paver. Amen. Down there on God's journey, amen, to the end. Amen. And then worry out about being up on the temple and being something that shined. And, yeah. And you know, the fact that I get to go to heaven, amen, is just thrills me to death. That I am going to escape this sinful world. Amen. And I'm going to be someplace, amen, where I'll never be rejected. I'll never be cast out. I'll never be forsaken. Amen. And it may seem that way in your life and maybe in mine sometimes. But I need good preaching and the Word of God to remind me Amen. Whom I believe, and He will not fail, and He'll deliver my soul.
Amen.
You see, we need to be a people that believes in the saving of the soul.
That's right.
Because that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Jesus said, I died to save souls. Amen. And if they got a soul, then God died for them. The Bible says He tasted death for all men. Amen. So we look here, and He said, He descended first. So what I might be trying to tell you tonight, or maybe you need to listen, maybe there's some things you need to die out to. Some things that are more important than the kingdom of God. Some things that are more important than the will of God. Because again, what's the premises of this message tonight is there's a great goal fixed. Amen. Don't lose point. Amen. There's a great goal fixed, and there's a need for you to be like Abraham was and say, I can't get there, but I know one who can.
Yeah. Right.
Amen. Right. See, Jesus is the only carpenter I ever met that could build a bridge to heaven.
Yeah.
Amen. And I love woodwork and building things and nice, beautiful things. But you remember when the disciples was walking with Jesus and they looked at the temple and said, look how beautiful it is. And Jesus snuffed at them. He said, hey, ain't going to be one little thing of that that's going to be standing. He said, it's all coming down.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what we need to be reminded of is everything you try to build on this side of eternity. I think about it. I'm in a garage slaving over junk. It's pathetic. I try to get out of fixing Vicky's house by using that excuse, but I know what a dog I am in doing it. Right? Because she deserves better. Amen. I'm supposed to be her provider. Amen. I'm supposed to take care of her. She's supposed to. My neighbor Harry said this. He said, treat her like a thoroughbred. Amen. He means it too. He's like 70-something years old, and he or maybe even 80. And he's like, she'll do you right, boy. Amen. And when you hear words of wisdom like that from your elders, amen, it ought to resonate. Amen. And when you hear the Word of God being preached to you, it ought to resonate. It ought to motivate. It ought to get something down deep inside of your soul to motivate you to do something for the Lord.
Amen.
Because
amen.
He gave gifts unto you. Look at these gifts, He said. I'll get here and then we'll try to close. He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens. He's in a place right now unattainable to mankind.
That's right.
I mean, Paul went into the second heaven. Is that right?
Third.
Third heaven. Yet he did not ascend up on high.
No.
He's probably about as far as anybody ever got was Paul in the third heaven. Amen. He said, I saw things as unlawful. Amen. Unlawful for me to even talk about. Amen. You know why? Because it would have took you away from the main event. That's that Christ died for his sins.
Amen.
Amen. That's what Paul preached. He said, I don't preach bragging on anything other than Jesus Christ and him crucified. He said, my righteousness is filthy rag. I count it all but dung that I might count the righteousness of Christ Jesus for myself. You see, Paul had attitude about his relationship with what God did with him. And you ought to have one too. Not in an arrogant way, but in a way of humility. A way that keeps you on the straight and narrow path. Amen. Giving praise, glory, and honor unto the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords all the days of your life.
Right.
When we're sitting here praying, and I was thinking, somebody said something. Maybe it was Brother Steve there. I was thinking about how Mr. Self left such an impression on me.
Me too.
And you guys have all, y'all knew him. I mean, I didn't know him, but he left such an impression on me. And I'll tell you why he did. Because he just wanted to be with the Lord.
Right. Right.
That's powerful.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
I could see him all week long. Amen. Just
get to the house of
God. Church. Amen. Go sit in heavenly places on high with my King, with my Lord, my Savior. Amen. And yet, we're going to have to pray. You're going to have to start tapping people on the shoulder.
Yep.
Hey, why don't you come back to church?
That's right.
Hey,
that's right.
Can you pray where you're at? Are you praying? Call me next time.
Yep.
Call me next time.
Yes.
Call me. Tell me what you're praying about. Let's get in and say, what's the Lord doing in your life? Amen. Listen, I know I don't get along good with a lot of you. I know that. But you get along with each other. You all grew up together. I know that. Oh, I struggled hard. I had some sin I had to repent of. Amen. The last year was hard on me. The devil was saying, quit. Don't come back. And I kept reminding the devil, saying, them people love me.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, they're good to me. I don't know what you're talking about, but God's been great to me. You just...
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Get back behind me, Satan. I ain't got time for you. Amen. God saved my soul. I know in whom I believed.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
And it wasn't easy. I know I ain't no David, but I had to encourage myself more than once. Amen.
Yeah.
I had to say, I'm praising God anyways.
Amen.
The horizon ain't looking good. I ain't feeling good. Things ain't going my... Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Right.
I mean, getting alone with God. Amen. Calling upon Him, saying, Lord, help me.
Amen.
And you know what I found out? He will.
Yes. Amen.
You see, it don't matter if I go to work tomorrow and it's not even there.
Yep.
Because He ain't never forsaken. I like how David said, I was once young and now I'm old and I've never seen the righteous forsaken, I've never seen anybody for the people of God forsaken, nor the righteous begging for bread. I ain't never had to beg for nothing. Hey, I ain't never. I mean, old devil make you think sometimes you might need to, but God's been good to me. He's filled my sacks up, and He even plugged the hole in the bottom of it, and He keeps it coming.
Yeah.
Amen. I don't deserve none of that.
No,
me neither. None of it. And so He said He gave gifts unto men. Listen to this. I think we miss it. The devil puts these things out in front of us and they're just illusions. Is this the Word of God?
Yes,
Tommy?
I believe it.
So what gifts did He give? He gave some of us apostles. We agree?
Yeah.
He gave some of us prophets. Maybe there's prophets. Maybe there isn't. I can tell you one right here named Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
They called Him the prophet. I mean, even Muhammad calls Him a prophet. Amen.
Preachers.
He called. He said He gave some evangelists.
Yeah, right.
Some pastors.
Yeah.
And teachers. Amen.
Yeah.
And I don't care if you're teaching in the in the unreligious world, but you see, we all teaching something.
Help us.
We're all preaching something.
Yep.
Amen. We all are advocating something. Amen. Yep. Make sure
that's right.
That it brings glory to God.
Yeah.
Make sure that it's Jesus lifting up, God honoring. Amen. Yeah. And if it ain't, what do you do? What do you do?
Yeah.
You repent.
Yeah.
Amen. You seek forgiveness. You seek the mercy seat of God. Because, and I'm trying to make sense of this. I know we want to call this an altar. What was an altar used for, though? For the shedding of blood. Amen. And the blood's been shed. But what we got better. Amen. We got a mercy seat.
Amen.
Amen. We got one. It's already been sprinkled with the blood.
Right.
All we
got
to do is come and partake of what's already been prepared. Oh, glory to God. Amen.
Yeah.
We ain't got to fix nothing, wash nothing, prepare. All we got to do is come with what kind of a heart, a contrite spirit, and a broken heart.
Yeah.
And the Bible says the Lord will in no wise cast you. You know what the opposite of being cast down is? Being accepted.
Yeah.
Amen. Being welcomed. Amen.
Yeah.
Being loved on. Amen. And bless God, that's what we got. Amen. That's what we need to start telling sinners. We need to start telling the lost. Hey, there's a God that loves you. That there's a way that you just don't know about. You are blind. But I'm telling you that you just need Jesus.
Amen.
That's it.
Yep.
Just need Jesus.
Amen.
So I hope you've been encouraged tonight. I've hooped and hollered and proclaimed God's goodness.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yep.
To encourage you. Now's not, and everybody's been saying this, now's not the time to give up. But it's more important than that.
Yeah.
This is the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but spiritual and mighty through God.
Amen.
What are they? Let's all say that.
Mighty.
Let's do it one more time. Mighty through God. Amen. To pulling down strongholds. That stronghold, that blindness over that boy. God, tear that thing down out of his nose. Amen. That blindness of so-and-so up and down this road, been drinking his whole life. God, tear it down. Amen. All the drug heads. God, take them drugs away. Amen. Dry them up. Amen. Make them just choke it out.
Yeah.
Hey, I went to Blount County Jail all the time. They take in prisoners, them dope heads. They just throw them down in that concrete room and they sweat it out for 3 days. Don't they? Don't they? Anybody else going to give me an amen? Come on, somebody. Kevin, help me.
Amen.
They don't care. Oh, I feel like I'm going to die. Amen. Now you're getting in a good place where you can hear from the Lord. Amen. Pray for it.
Yeah.
Pray for it, amen. Pray their dealer dies.
Yeah, yeah.
Amen.
God.
Pray that drunk that said he was right with God just gets out of the way. Amen. He's saved. Hallelujah. You say, well, that don't sound right. Come on, preacher. Hey, I don't care. Just get to where you don't care either. God have your way.
Amen.
You don't think God won't do it?
Amen.
You're mistaken. Because he... Not only did he rent heaven, let's just not even go there yet. Look what he did to Israel. Look how he just took those people and he scattered them. He tore them out of their homes, out of their people. He made some eunuchs. He made them slaves. I mean, he did it and he meant it and he'll do it now. And you bet that he'd do it now for their soul. And he'd do it for their demise in hell. Because of this great gulf that's fixed.
Yeah.
You see, what you think and what the world's trying to preach to you is this loving Jesus that won't do nothing to hurt you.
Yeah.
Right. But I'm here to tell you, he hurt his son that you could get it right, that you could get these gifts, that you could be born again.
Amen.
And it's about time we quit messing around with this gospel and messing around with these lost people and pampering them and making them feel good about themselves and tell them, look, if you don't get saved, you're going to burn in hell.
Amen.
True. You say, well, that's not very nice. That's not very loving. Well, Jesus said it.
Amen.
He said, you either repent or you're going to likewise perish.
That's
I mean, he spent more time talking about you dying lost outside of the will of God than he talked about saying, well, just follow me and your life will be perfect. Just follow me and everything will work out good. Because I'm here to tell you, generation after generation, it still ain't working out good. We still dying. We still undone. The people are still lost. And the people are still in need of a great Savior. And how in the world are they ever going to know a great Savior until they get in a place and in a condition where they can be saved? You know what it takes to get in that condition? It takes losing hope and everything else. It takes everything else. It takes, remember that ride I used to have when the fair would come around and they'd put you in there up against that wall and chain you in and the floor would fall out of it? You ever been on that thing? Boy, I mean, that thing rough. And when I was a kid, I'd get on. I wouldn't touch it. I can't even look at it now. But the floor falls out. We need the floor to fall out on the people of this world that they can't do nothing but call on Christ.
That's right.
It's the only way, y'all.
Yeah, have to get real.
And I don't know how serious you can get about this thing, but I want you to get serious about
Amen.
It. I want you to get to where you are actually praying with a fervent, urgent prayer. God, remove everything that keeps them from getting right.
Amen. Amen.
You know how revival's going to break out? When we start, you see, what did Abraham know? What did he tell him? He said, even if one die and rise again,
yep, they won't believe.
They won't believe. But what did he tell them? He said, they got the law and they got the prophets.
Amen. The word.
You know what they need today?
Word.
They need the same thing that Abraham preached to the rich man that died. You see, he heard it, but he didn't hear it. Amen. Lazarus didn't have nothing else to believe in. Amen. He thought, well, God, you're going to have to take care of me again today.
Yes.
I ain't got nothing to do but go out here and sit and beg for this rich man. Maybe he'll give me some crumbs today. I know he eats good. I've seen him. I've seen the parties he's thrown. Amen. I've seen the people that go in and out of his house. They're happy. They ain't want for nothing. Amen. Old Lazarus went down there day in and day out. I mean, he wasn't real dumb. Amen. Maybe he could have found something to do. I don't know. But either way, what he did do was he looked for something to bring peace to him, but he never did find it because all he had was a dog to lick his sores, and then he died, but he died happy and was carried by the angels into the bosom of Abraham. So, what's the point of tonight? What is the point of this message? There is a what? A great gulf fixed. Amen. And the answer and the remedy is that Jesus can close the gap. Amen. And that you have everything. You are equipped, having been born again, not of corruption, but of incorruption, to share the message that they can be what?
Saved. Amen.
And that they must hear the word of God and the gospel.
Amen.
And that faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Right? We so churched, we forget about that, right? We say it and it feels convenient and fun and anointed and all that and when we come together, but do we really believe it and live it? And do men get saved under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit when it starts drawing on? And is it drawing? Because if it just keeps drawing on us for our sad lives.
Helpless.
Come on.
Helpless.
Come on. We battle day, Jerry, we battle day in and day out for a two-wheel piece of junk. You make a living off of it, right? Yet, it's going to burn.
Yep.
Amen?
That's right.
All the sheetrock Mr. J. Boring has put on walls and painted, it's all going to burn. All the things that Brother Paul back there has built and helped me, an engineer, construct and led men on, is all going to burn. But those treasures and earthen vessels are going to live somewhere forever. And if they're not with Jesus, they're going to be stuck in that other place and there's no hope.
Amen.
Perspective.
Amen.
Perspective. What is your perspective of reality? What is your reality? Is it just, oh, well, next Sunday we'll go back to church and we'll sing some hymns and we'll pray and and everything will just change and it'll be, no, sir, you better leave here tonight and you better be thinking about that great gulf between your brother, your cousin, your nephew, your neighbor, your co-worker, and you need to be going, oh God, I'm making prayer and supplication for my brother, for myself, for my dad. Right. Amen. God, if you don't do something with him, he'll die and burn in hell, and you take the death for him. Amen. Don't be ashamed to remind God what he did for him. Amen. Don't be ashamed to boldly enter into the throne of grace where you can ask for help because you can't save him anyway.
That's right. No power to do.
So what is it that we're supposed to be asking God? And are you asking God? What is it? Are you just a spectator or are you in this thing?
Yeah.
Did he give you a gift?
Yep.
Are you exercising it? Are you really employing the power of the Holy Spirit that lives inside of you? Or is it just your own little personal gift that makes you feel giddy inside? Happy that everything's going good for you. Amen. Yeah, I got the promotion. Amen. Oh, I almost got hit in traffic today. You see, maybe you're supposed to get hit so you can get out and witness and testify that God's good. Amen. I don't know, but you know what I'm saying? If we just keep doing the same things over and over again, right? What is that?
Insanity.
Right? Because the only thing that's going to save the lost is a supernatural move of God.
That's right.
Supernatural move of God. Let's get a song if we can.